A second generation of Malots is taking over the helm at Sea Alaska. The Regional Native Corporation's board of directors named Anthony Malot as president and CEO during a shareholder meeting last night in Anchorage. He's the son of former CEO and longtime board member Byron Malot, who's running for governor as a Democrat. The younger Malot says he has a good relationship with his father, but they limit their conversations.
We do not discuss business. You know, we've kept that outside our relationship. Of course, he's offered fatherly advice my whole entire life.
Anthony Malot has been Sea Alaska's treasurer and chief investment officer for the past 8 years. The 39-year-old says that and his previous experience got him the job.
I've spent 18 years in the investment management field. I have a very experienced background in that regard. And I really think the board saw that as one of the very important attributes that we need in the CEO as we move into this phase of acquiring new investments and operating entities.
Sea Alaska is in the midst of changing some of its financial policies with a goal of providing more jobs and higher dividends to shareholders. To do that, it must recover from last year's substantial shortfall. Sea Alaska reported about $57 million of operating losses during 2013. Revenues from investments and other sources brought that down to around $35 million. Malot says the corporation is still financially strong.
We have assets that, at a minimum, will provide a strong level of income in this coming year. But the turnaround's already happening.
He'll take over the reins from current CEO Chris McNeil Jr. on June 28th, the day of Sea Alaska's annual meeting.